Chapter 1 Rebecca was sprawled out across her bed, flipping through a new book that her cousin RJ had sent her in the mail. It was a book all about famous detectives throughout history. Rebecca thought of herself as a girl detective. Her cousin RJ was a detective too, and he was always on the lookout for tips and advice to share with Rebecca. So far, the book was interesting, but it was very thick. It had a lot of pages, and Rebecca couldn't understand some of the words. She jotted down the ones she didn't know on a pad of paper so she could look them up later. As she read through the stories, she imagined being back in time with these detectives. She could be their trusty assistant. It would have been very interesting to solve mysteries before there were cameras, computers, and telephones. As she flipped to the next page, she heard a strange sound. It was a scampering sound. It made her a little nervous. It reminded her of monster claws or the little feet of gremlins. She sat up on her bed and pulled her feet up onto the bed with her. Bravely, she looked in the direction of the scampering sound. A white blur bolted across the floor of her bedroom. Rebecca's eyes widened, and she gasped. "Mouse!" she called out. But she wasn't yelling at the small white rodent that was now hiding under her bed. She was calling out to her friend, Mouse, who she suspected was hiding in the hallway.
"Hi, Rebecca."
He grinned as he stepped into her room. Mouse always had a pet mouse with him. He had over 20 mice of his own. He liked to collect them and give them different names. That was how he got his nickname, Mouse. Rebecca had called him that since the first day they met, and a mouse had run across her shoe.
"Get him,"
Rebecca said as she jumped down from the bed and began searching underneath it for the mouse. "If Mom sees him, she will have a fit." She giggled at the thought.
"Don't worry,"
Mouse smiled as he crouched down and held out a small piece of cheddar cheese. The mouse scampered right out from under the bed and into the palm of Mouse's hand.
"Wow, he's hungry."
Rebecca laughed as the mouse scarfed down the entire piece of cheese in a matter of seconds.
"What are you up to today?"
Mouse asked. It was Sunday, so they had the whole day to play.
"I was just reading."
Rebecca shrugged as she held up the book about detectives.
"Nice,"
he said with a smile.
"Did RJ send you that?"
"Yep, but I'm ready to take a break." Rebecca grinned. "What are you up to today?"
"I was hoping we could go to the park. I brought my soccer ball."
He pointed out into the hallway where a green and black soccer ball was waiting for them.
"Great!"
Rebecca grabbed her shoes and put her book carefully on her desk.
"And don't forget, we have our bowling night on Wednesday,"
she said quickly as she caught sight of her bowling bag in the corner of the room. She and Mouse had a Wednesday night tradition of going bowling together.
"I won't forget,"
Mouse promised. Then she and Mouse ran down the stairs and out of the house.